Let me check now. And our guests today, we are going to start. I hope Mr. Sakaza, I'm not going to have a problem in terms of connectivity because I had to change my venue because there's construction that is taking place where I am, which is then going to mess me up in terms of connectivity. So I'm using my iPad. So I'm just trying to in advance to sensitize members. I hope I won't have any disturbance in terms of the network. Having said that, we will then allow Mr. Sakaza to take us through the roll call of members and whoever is leading the department's delegation, and then we will then have our guests, and then after that, the chair will then outline the program for today. Over to you, Mr. Sakaza.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to all my members and the department and our guests. Chair, from the Portfolio Committee, we've got yourself, Chair, Honorable Dunja. We've got Honorable Ngabane, Honorable Mdabe, Honorable Zuma, Honorable Bakram, Honorable Mkonto, Honorable Dennis. Chair, I received two apologies from the members, Honorable Kado and Honorable Inana. From the Portfolio Committee Support Staff Chair, I've got myself, Committee Secretary, I've got Oshia, the Committee Assistant, Mr. Ngobo, the Content Advisor. Also from the Legal Chair, we've got, let me just confirm, got Sue Ann Isaac from the Legal, dealing with the Employment Equity. We also have Mr. Makabeni from the State Law Advisor, also dealing with Employment Equity. For the COIDA, we have Mr. Natim Genglane from Parliament, dealing with COIDA. And we also have Ms. Suraya Williams from the State Law, dealing with COIDA. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Sakaza.
Sorry, Chair, and Mr. Maputi from the Parliament Communications Office.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Sakaza. Mr. Maputi, welcome. Long time no see. Thank you very much, Mr. Sakaza. From the department? You have
good morning, Chair. Good morning, honorable members. Unfortunately, today I'm alone from the department, Chair. I'm representing the department, Temingosi Mkalibi.
Oh, thank you. Can I would have thought that the PLO will tender that apology. The digit call. Saying they're having a meeting of Digit Forum with the president today. Unfortunately, then was then unable to join us. There is any other guests?
Good morning, Honourable Chair. Good morning, Honourable Members, members of the Department and others. It's Tim Hughes from the Injured Workers Action Group. I hope you have a very productive meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. Who else?
Hi, good day. I'm Dr. John Isaac, and my colleague is Mr. Paul Gallagher, and we found the listening question.
There's a hand. Who's Dr. Isop?
Hi. Good day. I'm Dr. Isop, and my colleague is Mr. Bob Govender, and we're from the Mediclinic Hospital Group.
Okay, thank you. Okay. No other guests. I see that. They will then introduce themselves as they come in. Honorable members, today, remember that in the last few meetings that we held, we were then dealing with the A list, and then from the A list we. In all areas of agreement and disagreement, the last one was which one we were dealing with COIDA. So what then now we are then going to do, because we have A list, and now to then check that, because now we are going to be dealing with what is called B list. B list is the process for today, is that we are then going to check against the A list if everything that we agreed on in the A list is reflecting in the B list. So what the law, the parliamentary law staff, the one who was dealing with employment and employment equity, is then going to take us through the A list, and then to then put check if what we agreed on in the A list is then captured correctly in the B list. So that's what we are going to be doing today on both of them. So we'll then be starting with employment equity, and I hope Ms. Isaacs is with us. Thank you very much. Over to you, Ms. Isaacs.
Hi, Chairperson. Yes, I am present. We are going to deal with the employment equity. Well, if Zolani can allow me to share my screen.
That will be in order.
Okay, Chair, I will make a co-host to be able to share. Just give me a second, Chair. I'm looking for her name now, Sue N. O'Day. Thank you. Okay, co-host. Thank you, Chair. She's able to share now.
Okay.
Thank you, Chairperson. As you indicated, we are going to deal with the Employment Equity Amendment Bill. So to assist the committee, I tried to copy everything into one document so we don't have to continuously look through multiple documents. So hopefully this will assist the committee. So the committee had agreed to various amendments, and we had agreed to an A list. We did make a few technical corrections to the A list that I will just indicate as we go forward. So the first clause we're dealing with in the bill that the committee made amendments to is in clause 4. So as you can see, on the one side it has the bill as introduced, and on the other side, on the right hand side, it indicates the A list that the amendments were made to. So in clause 4 on page 3 in line 14 of the bill, we had omitted subsection 2. So this subsection 2 here where the cursor is has been deleted. on page 3 in line 16, we omitted subsection 3 and we substituted with the following. So as members would see, the numbering had to change. So your subsection 3 in the bill now becomes subsection 2. So it reads as follows. The minister may, after consulting the relevant relevant sectors and with the advice of the commission, for the purpose of ensuring the equitable representation of suitably qualified people from designated groups at all occupational levels in the workforce, by notice in the Gazette, set numerical targets for any national economic sector identified in terms of subsection 1. So that is the amendment that the committee had agreed to. So the next amendment in the A list is on page 3 in line 21. This is this line. We've omitted 4 and substituted with the following. So that firstly, we needed to correct the numbers because we've now changed the numbers. And the other point we had to correct was the cross-referencing. So this subsection 2 is now going to become subsection 3 in the bill now becomes subsection 2 in the B bill. So as you can see, we changed the numbers and there's a new subsection 2. Similarly, with the following number 4 on page 3 in line 24, to omit 5 and to substitute with the following. So the numbering year changed and your subsection 3 in the bill became subsection 2. And those were consequential amendments because we changed the numbering, because we deleted subsection 2. So Chairperson, that is clause 4, and this is your B bill, and all the changes are reflected in the bill that the committee will consider today. So you have your clause, your sub-clause 2, your sub-clause 3, and your sub-clause 4 with all the changes reflected. Chairperson, I'm going on to clause 10. In clause 10, this is what was indicated in the bill, and the committee members agreed to remove this wording. In line 50 on page 4, we omitted this part at any or any person acting on behalf of a labor inspector. So the new wording in the bill will read, a labor inspector may serve a compliance order on a designated employer in the prescribed manner if the employer has failed to comply with section 16, 17, 19, 22, 24, 25, or 26 of the Act. So that is your A list. And as you can see in the B bill, clause 10 is reflected as the committee has agreed to. Chairperson, moving on to clause 11. In clause 11, the committee had agreed to just reword A, capital A, just to make it clearer. So we just changed the wording to read whether the employer has complied with a sectoral target as set out in terms of section 15, capital A, applicable to that employer. And as you see in clause 11 in your B bill, reads as indicated in the A list. The next amendment was to clause 12, and this was to change the time period. So if you look at page 5, line 19, which is here, we've taken out these 3 years, and we've now made it 12 months. And then in line 22, we've taken 3 years and made them 12 months as well. So as you can see in your clause 12 in your B bill, it now reads, the minister may only issue a certificate in terms of subsection 2 if the minister is satisfied. And indeed says there has been no finding by the CCMA or a court within the previous 12 months that the employer breached the prohibition on unfair discrimination in chapter 2. And E, the CCMA has not issued an award against the employer in the previous 12 months for failing to pay the minimum wage in terms of the National Minimum Wage Act 2018, Act number 9 of 2018. Chairperson, the next amendment the committee agreed to was to the long title. So we we felt that the bill, the long title, didn't reflect an important part of the bill, which is to provide criteria for the minister to issue certificates. So in we've made the following amendment on page 2 in line 4 of the long title, after groups, we've inserted the words to provide criteria for the minister to issue certificates. And as you can see, Chairperson, the new long title in the bill has that issue, has those wording to provide criteria for the minister to issue certificates. Chairperson, those were the amendments agreed to by the committee, and I've copied and pasted directly from the B bill. So those were the amendments have been made to the B bill. One more amendment before I end was to the objects, memorandum of objects. And because of the change of the 12 months, we've now amended, change from 3 years to 12 months. In the B bill, in the objects memo, you will see that it now says 12 months. That is a consequential amendment because of the amendments agreed to by the committee. Chairperson, that is the A list, and the it is reflected in the B bill that the committee will consider. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Ms. Isaac. Any comments, honourable members?
If I may, Madam Chair, Michael Bagram.
Yes, Mr. Bagram.
As you know, Madam Chair, we have all along objected to the legislation in the first place, but in particular, Clause 4 and Clause 12 should not appear at all. And I wanted to just raise my objections once again on behalf of the Democratic Alliance. Thank you.
So you are objecting to that? That's fine. Any other comment?
Dana, please, Chair.
Honourable Dana.
Chair, please also note the objection to those clauses Honourable Bagram mentioned from the Freedom Front Plus.
Objection noted. Thank you, Ms. Isaacs. Because we didn't want today's program is a bit there are a number of reports and minutes that we are to adopt. So when we come back, Ms. Isaacs, the first meeting when we come back in August, our then first meeting, it is then going to be a meeting where, as you will know, that you will then again take us clause by clause, and then we then subsequently a move for the adoption of the PPL. Because my understanding is that at that time we'll go from clause one of the bill until the last clause of the bill. Today we're then focusing on the areas that we agreed on and disagreed upon, but in terms of what was in the A list and what is in the B in the B list. So that is what then today we are then doing, so that when then we come back in then formally adopting our report, which will then will table in the committee for it to be tabled in the House. But having said that, thank you very much for your attention. Do you want to say something?
No, Chairperson. As you said, the committee will adopt the bill or consider the bill for adoption at the next meeting.
Yes, in your hands,
Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, honourable members. We now go to COIDA, Mr. Mchekeza. I hope your IT system, your network is stable today.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning to you and honourable members. Chairperson, I'm working from home today, and my connection here is much more stable than it is at the office, and I should be able to stay throughout the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, ours is the compensation for occupational injuries and diseases amendment bill, B21 of 2020. In our last meeting, just to recap, Chairperson, members would remember that we had gone through the list of proposed amendments by the committee, the so-called A list, which the members agreed to. And today we'll be going through the B version, which is or the so-called B bill, which is the incorporation of the committee amendments into the bill as introduced. Chairperson, the process in terms of the rules would be for us to go as a committee to go through each clause of the B bill and vote on the clause. The chairperson putting the clause before the committee, and if the committee is satisfied that the clause is a true representation of the clause, the bill as introduced, including the amendments as proposed by the committee, then the committee will pronounce itself on whether it adopts that clause or does not adopt that clause. And we'll go through each of the clauses, Chairperson, until the end of the bill that is going to be put before the committee. And that will be our business for today, Chairperson. Thank you. We will start with clause one, Chair. Instead of reading the long title, Chairperson, we will read the long title last in order to ensure that the long title reflects everything that has been put before the committee whilst we go through.
Can I?
Yes, Chair, I can hear you.
Can I just get clarity from you?
Yes, Chair.
Are you saying we will go? My understanding is that you are going to look into the A list and compare that and look into the B list, and then going from first clause to the last clause by clause is what we will do in our next meeting. I'm raising that because we were trying to, so that other day we don't delay as much, but because we have got some other issues and going from first clause to the last clause today is then going to be a bit cumbersome. We will then when we come back, we will then go through the route that you are
talking about.
You are reflecting. I hope you understood when I explained first initially before we start, because that's how then we will request for now.
No, that is fine, Chairperson. I was just off the view, Chairperson, that in the last meeting the committee had adopted the A list, meaning all of the amendments as proposed by the committee. We now have the A list as approved by CREDA, which is the company that does the technical drafting of the amendments for us, Chair, in an official document, which is the one that appears on your screen now. It's the list of the same amendments which we went through in our last meeting and that were adopted by the committee, Chair. The next step from this adoption then would have been to go through the bill clause by clause, as I've just reflected. But I can go through this A list, Chairperson, again, just for the members' recap. Otherwise, it's the same amendments that were adopted by the committee in our last meeting.
Okay.
Would you prefer that I go through the A list again, Chair?
Yes, the A list against the B list. I hope you understand.
Yeah,
You see how Ms. Isaacs did that. I hope you were in the committee in the meeting at the time.
Yes, I saw Ms. Isaacs' PowerPoint presentation, Chairperson, and that's not how we have done it. That's not how I have done it, Chairperson. So if Chair would have preferred for me to put the A list clauses next to the B bill clauses, that's not how I have done it, Chairperson. I have the original A list and the original B list that I was going to present for.
Can I just check with members if that is not going to confuse them? Are they fine with that? so that I don't march alone. I'm members, okay?
Chair?
Honorable Dana?
Mkhonto?
Honorable Mkhonto, yes.
Good morning, Chair, honorable members, colleagues, and our guests. Chair, I don't know, is it not an IT issue? Because if we do have both the list that we need, can't he be assisted to put the two lists on screen simultaneously? And if that is not possible, Chair, we can have the A list and then the B list as he prepared. Thanks.
Mr. Chikane, will you be able to do that?
Yes, Chair, I can do that. I can read from the A list and also read from the B bill how that amendment in the A list is going to read like or in the B version.
I don't think it's
possible technically from an IT perspective to put both the A list next to the B bill on the screen. According to Mr. Sagasa, I've just inquired from him.
Okay, put the B bill and you will read from the A list. I think we have members do have the A list. It has been circulated to us.
Thank you.
I think that will be much easier. If on the screen we can have the B bill.
Thank you, Chairperson. I'll ask Mr. Agasa to assist me to put up the B bill.
On the screen, Honorable Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Sagasa. May I please proceed, Chairperson?
Yes, you may, sir.
Thank you, Chair. So starting from the beginning of the page 2 in the A list, Chairperson, the amendment is on page 2 in line 10. In line 10, this is also page 2 of the B bill. In line 10, after the word illness, the committee inserted the word occupational. And in the B bill, as members can see, it reads occupational diseases or death of the employee. That's the first amendment, Chairperson. The second one is on page 3. It's on page 3 in line 50. On that page 3, Chairperson, after the word or, we've omitted the word member of and substituted it with the word with. And the next, that's the amendment on clause 1 of the bill, Chairperson. The next amendment is on clause 8, which is on page 7 of the bill. On that clause 8, Chairperson, we amended in line 33 and omitted the words and life enhancement assistance. That's on page 7 of the bill. In line 33, we omitted the words and life enhancement assistance. On the same on the same clause, Chairperson, on page 7, in line 34, after the word injuries end, we've inserted the word occupational. That's in line 34, Chair, in that page. And on page 7, still, Chairperson, in the same line 34, after the word diseases, we omitted the word end. Word end. And on the same clause on page 7, Chairperson, after line 34, we inserted the following, which is a new J, which reads as provide psychosocial support subsequent to occupational injury or occupational diseases, comma, which forms part of clinical, comma, vocational and social rehabilitation services, semicolon, end. That's the new addition on that line 34, Chair. After line 34. And then on the same page 7, Chair, in line 35, we omitted the J and now it became the K. So what used to be J, since there is a new addition, there is a consequential amendment, which makes what used to be J there to now be K, as it appears after line 35, Chair. So that's the clause. And the next clause, the committee amendment, is clause 33 of the bill, which is on page 14 of the bill. Clause 33 on page 14. In that clause, Chair, from line 7, we omitted the following words. On page 14 from line 7, we omitted in terms of any regulation made under Minerals and Petroleum Resources Development Act of 2000. Chair, those that now are omitted in that clause. The next amendment the committee made was in clause 41, which is on page 16 of the bill. In that page, Chairperson, on that clause, in line 13, after the word be, the committee omitted the word may and substituted it with the word must, making that provision peremptory, Chairperson. That's in clause 41 on page 16 of the bill. And the next clause, the committee amendment, was clause 43, which is on page 16. Clause 43 on page 16 of the bill. From line 47 of that clause, the committee omitted subsection 4 and it substituted it with the following subsection 4, which reads, this is the new one, no third party will be allowed to transact with the compensation fund unless they are registered with the compensation fund in the manner as prescribed. B, all third parties that are already transacting with the compensation fund must register with the compensation fund within 6 months after the commencement of the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Amendment Act of 2021. The next clause, Chairperson, would be on page 16 after line 50, where the committee added the following words. 5, for the purposes of this section, comma, a third party means an entity that transacts with the funds with the aim of assisting either the employee, comma, employer, comma, medical service provider or pensioner with the processing of claims at the compensation fund. So that's that clause, Chairperson. And the next clause, the committee amendment, is clause 59, which is on page 22 in line 21. Clause 59 on page 22 in line 21. On this clause, Chairperson, the committee omitted the words director general and substituted it with commissioner. in that line 21. The next amendment on the same clause on page 23, after line 13, the committee inserted the following words. On page 23 of the bill, after line 13, the amendment of the committee is the following. It's an insertion which reads as follows. No answer by any person to a question by an authorized person or an inspector conducting an investigation or inspection in terms of this act may be used against that person in any criminal proceedings, except proceedings in respect of a charge of perjury or making a false statement. Full stop. That's the amendment in page 59 that the committee agreed to, Chairperson. And then the next one, Chairperson, is a new clause, an entirely new clause added into the bill through an amendment by the committee. It's on page 24 after line 17, where the committee inserted transitional arrangements. On page 24 after line 17, the committee inserted the following words. If you could just go up a little bit on the screen, Mr. Sagasa, to thank you. The committee inserted the following words, the new clause 63.1, which reads as follows. Domestic workers and employers must report or submit a claim in the prescribed manner within 3 years from the date of the commencement of the Compensation for Occupational Injuries and Diseases Amendment Act of 2021 for any accident that had occurred prior to the commencement of this act. And 63.2, the validity of the existing licenses issued to the mutual associations in terms of this act will remain effective until new agreements are entered into. Chairperson, in this clause, I see that there is just a okay should be in the past tense. We will simply add, Chairperson, just the words just to make it correct the tense in that word, okay, in 63.1 of those tenses are raised. It's a typo which we will fix, Chairperson. The next one, Chair, is clause 63 of those transitional arrangements. On page 24 in line 19, after the new clause of transitional arrangement, it's on page 24 in line 19, where we omit 63 and insert 64, which is a consequential amendment, Chair. And then on the same page, Chairperson, page 24 in line 20, after the word act, we will omit 2020 and insert 2021. And that's also a consequential amendment that arises because of the period in which the year in which the committee is making this amendment, being 2021. Thank you, Chairperson. That is all of the amendments as proposed by the committee, which have been included into the B version, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mchemane. Any comments, honorable members? Then, thank you very much. We will then, any comments from the state law advisors that I was told they are part of our meeting?
Good morning, Chair, and good morning, members. No, Chair, that is fine. We are fine with the presentation by the Parliamentary Law Advisor.
Okay. Can we get from the department? Any comments?
Thank you, Chair. We can also confirm that we are fine with the changes that are presented by the Parliamentary Law Advisor. Thank you, Chair.
No, thank you very much. Thank you very much, honorable members. As I've said, we'll then have a dedicated meeting to then go through line by line, adopt, agree, and then, because we'll then be preparing for our report, which will then send it for to Parliament for it to be 86. Thank you very much, honorable members, for that understanding. We are now on the second point of our agenda, Mr. Sagasa, which is our Is Mr. Kthakaza still in Convention 190? Can I get if there are any comments from that presentation that was made last week by the department? Are we all satisfied in agreement with the ratification of the convention, ILO Convention 190? If then there are any comments, can you please, Mr. Kthakaza, put on the screen the paragraph where the chair is to put it to the committee for the committee to adopt. Mr. Kthakaza? Mr. Kthakaza?
Yes, just a minute, I'm getting to it, Chair. Yeah, it is. There you are, Chair.
Thank you. I put the draft report of the Committee of Employment and Labor on the International Labor Organization Convention number 190 concerning the elimination of violence and harassment in the world of workplace, dated the 7th of June 2021. The Portfolio Committee on Employment and Labor have met on the 30th of June 2021 to consider the request for approval by Parliament of the International Labour Organization ILO Convention number 190 concerning the elimination of violence and harassment in the world of work. Recommends in terms of section 213 of the Constitution that the House approves the said convention, and then putting it to the committee for this report to be adopted. Can I get the formal mover? Members are still in the meeting.
I've raised my hand.
Oh, sorry, Honorable Ndabe.
Good morning, Chairperson, and good morning to the honorable members, the department, and all the staff that you present. I, Sibusiso Mdabe, formally move for the adoption of the ILO Convention 190 for adoption. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mdabe. Can we get a seconder?
Honorable morning, Chairperson. Morning, Chairperson. The staff, honorable members, I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally second Honorable Sibusiso Mdabe, the adoption of the bill. Thank you.
The correction there is the adoption of the ILO Convention number 190. And the member then correct that it's not the bill, it's the convention number 190.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally second Honorable Sibusiso Mdabe, the convention of the LO 190.
Thank you, honorable members. Any other? I think there are no objections. There can't be any objections on this one. Thank you very much, honorable members. Our next point of the agenda, honorable. I'm sorry, Mr. Kthakaza.
It's going to be the report on public hearings on the bills. I'm going to flight it on the screen.
While you are waiting for Mr. Kthakaza to do that, I'm of the understanding that these reports were circulated to all of us on time, and therefore, as much as we will then be we'll go through page by page but I just want to, just for members to understand that we have been circulated this by the secretariat. Are you having a problem, Mr. Sakas?
No, Chair. I'm just, yes, Chair. There's a lot on the screen, Chair. Sorry, just give me a second, Chair. I'm gonna have it.
Okay.
Just wanna share it now, Chair. Where is my share? Share on screen. Share. There you go, Chair. I think that is the one on the employment equity, Chair. First one.
Thank you, honorable members. There is the draft report on our, if you remember that we had hearings from those organizations on the 13th, 14th and 15th of April. That's page one. Any comments? I don't think there will be any comments because it's a formality that if we had a meeting, minutes must be, there must be minutes and those must be adopted. Those are the entities, the organizations, the individuals that were on those dates. That's page one. Page two is the continuation.
Okay.
Honorable.
Yes, Chair. I just want to propose that on page two, bullet number two, bullet point number two, under summary of oral submissions, where the sentence starts with the committee received oral submissions from organized formations as well as from public institutions over a period of 3, we insert days, comma, starting from the 13th to the 15th of April 2021. That's the proposal, Chair. I think that there is an omission here of days. After that, you need to insert days. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Ngabane.
Where is that, Chair?
Take us. Open what was the
I'm trying to get to where Honorable Ngabane was saying, Chair. I'm on page two. God.
Yeah, it's page two under summary of oral submissions, the heading that starts with number two.
Yes, Chair. Yes, Honorable. Is this the one on the screen?
Can you go back to the initial? Can you go back? Stop. I think can Honorable Ngabane point us where she's talking to?
No, thank you, Chair. I don't know. I think there is a mix up of documentation because the one that I've received has got some narrative under point two. This one is blank. The one on the screen is blank, but the one that I have on my computer, the one that I received from Mr. Sagaza.
Okay.
Under point number two.
Sorry, Chair, maybe I flighted the wrong one. Let me look, Chair. Sorry.
I agree with you, Honorable Ngabane. I just wanted to be sure before I said we've been sent a document, not unless they have reworked, and if they have done that, they should have communicated with the office of the chair. But what you are raising is correct. It's what was circulated to us. Mr. Sakaza?
Yes, Chair, it's me. I opened the wrong one, so I'm going to the correct one.
Thank
you. Employment.
When you are dealing with technology, what I've learned is that you must not panic.
Yes, Chair, thank you, Chair. Final report on public care, there's the one, Chair. I've got it now. Let me share it, Chair. Thank you, Chair. I think this is the one, honorable members. I'm sorry for that error. Let me go down to, this is the one. Thank you, Chair.
Yes. And then the correction is it's on the committee received over a period of 3, and then Honorable Ngabane then said over the period of 3 days. Then comma. Am I correct, Honorable Ngabane?
Yes, Chair, you are correct.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
Must I move, Chair?
Yes, move. Don't be too fast. Okay, move. When page 3. Okay. Thank you, honorable members. May I put that the draft report for adoption? Members will indicate, I can't see hands here in this gadget that I'm using. Any members?
Chair?
Honorable Mkhondo?
I was not part of the hearings on the 15th. Am I eligible to move for adoption? I tendered an apology for the 15th. I was with the other meetings, I was present, but on the 15th, I tendered an apology.
Very tricky there. I don't think you will then be eligible to move. Can I get another member?
Okay, Chair.
Any other member?
Honorable Ngabane,
Honorable Ngabane.
I, Honorable Ngabane, move for the adoption of the report on the draft public hearings on the Employment Equity Amendment Bill for the 19th of April 2021. Thank you, Chair.
Can I get a second now? Unfortunately, I can't second. If I was able to do that. Can we get a second, honorable members?
Sibusiso Mdabe, Chair.
Honorable Mdabe.
I, honorable Sibusiso Mdabe, second for the adoption of the oral presentation on the equity, employment equity bill.
Thank you, honorable members. No objections. Can you take us through the next one, Mr. Sakaza?
Yes, Chair. I'm trying to open it now, Koida. Sorry, Chair. I'm getting to the corridor. This is the one. Chair. You are checking. Everyone see, Chair?
Yes, it's on the screen. Page one. That's page one. Even in this one, you... Oh, okay. Okay, all right.
Okay.
Hello. Sorry, Honorable Mkhondo, can you please mute? Thank you, Honourable Members. Can we get a formal mover?
Chairperson.
Honourable Zuma.
I, Honourable Sibongile Zuma, formally move the proposed finally draft report on COIDA bill.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder?
Honorable Ngabane, Chair. I, Honorable Ngabane, second the adoption of the draft report on COIDA public hearings. Draft report on COIDA bill, COIDA amendment bill public hearing. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Members. I don't think we've got any objections. Thank you. Thank you, Honourable Members. Take us to the last item on the agenda, Mr. Sakaza.
I'm going to ask for patience now when I'm dealing with this, Chair, because it's a lot of minutes. I'll have to put them in the order, Chair. I'm just reading there. Thank you, Chair.
I would have thought you have already put them in the order by now. But it's fine. Fine.
Okay. Chair, I've got draft minutes of Wednesday, 17 March, 2021.
That's it. Page one. Take us through. Up. Thank you all. Thank you, Mr. Sakaza. Can we get a formal mover? Can we get a formal mover, honorable members? Are members still in the meeting?
I, Honorable Nkabane, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of March, 2021. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Nkabane. Can we get a seconder?
Sir?
Honorable Mkonto?
I, Nonhlanhla Mkonto, second the move for adoption of the minutes of the 17th of March. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mkonto. You know, Honorable Members, on a lighter note, whilst we are still waiting, I didn't know that Honorable Mkonto has got a passion in agriculture, farming. I saw that on her Facebook page. Well done, girl. When I'm in Mpumalanga, I will then visit your farm.
Thank you.
I hope you have not grabbed it from somebody. That's only. And she's also in fish farming, Mr. Bagram. Can you believe it? Which is good. Next one.
Okay, I'm getting the next set. It's now coming to your screen now, Chair. There we go. It was a joint, Chair. 19 March, Chair.
Thank you. That's page one.
What's happening?
And then, okay.
Okay, okay.
Thank you. Just to remind honorable members that remember that there was a resolution that was passed in the House that we must deal with a motion that was tabled by EFF, which was then turned into a resolution that both these committees must meet and report in the House by the end of by November. I'm not quite sure of the date. So this is the meeting that was starting to deal with that. Can we then get a formal mover?
This is Omdabe, Chair, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 19th of March, 2021.
Thank you. Can we say joint meeting? of the 19th, so that it's, I think that will be corrected. Can we get a second there?
Chair?
Honorable Mkhonto?
I don't answer Mkhonto. Second, the move for the adoption of the joint meeting that was held on the 19th of March 2021.
Thank you. The next one on Mr. Sakas.
Yes, Chair, I'm getting to that one. There you are, Chair. It's the draft minutes of 12 May.
Thank you. That's page one. Thank you, Honorable Members. There, those are the draft minutes. Can I get a formal mover?
Chairperson.
Honorable Zuma.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the draft meeting, the draft minutes of the 12th of May.
Thank you. Can we get a mover?
Honorable Ngabane.
Yes, Honorable Ngabane.
I, Honorable Ngabane, second the adoption of the minutes of the 12th of May 2021. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. The next set.
Hey, Chair, the minutes of Friday, 28 May.
Thank you. There's too much noise. Who has not? Honorable Zuma, can you please mute your mic?
Sorry, Chairperson.
The mic is still on. Thank you. You may continue, Mr. Sakas.
Gotcha. That's the end, Chair.
Formal mover. Can we get a formal move, honorable members?
Honorable Ngabane, Chair.
Yes, honorable Ngabane.
I, honorable Ngabane, move for the adoption of the minutes of the 28th of May, 2021. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, honorable Ngabane. A seconder?
Sibusiso Mdabe. I, Sibusiso Mdabe, formally second for the adoption of the minutes of the 28th of May.
Thank you very much, honorable Mdabe. The next set, Mr. Sagaza.
Getting to it, Chair. Chair, Wednesday, 7 May. Oh, let me share, sorry. Is it sharing? No. It's sharing now, Chair?
Yes, it is.
7 May, may I move?
Yes, you may. All right, you may move. That's page 3, the result. Thank you. Thank you, honorable members. Can we get a mover?
Chairperson.
Honorable Zuma.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the adoption of the minutes of 7 May 2021. Thank you.
Thank you. Can I get a seconder? Can I get a second, a seconder? I don't see hands. Members will then indicate if they want to speak.
Honorable Ngabane, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Ngabane.
I, Honorable Ngabane, second the adoption of the minutes of the 7th of May, 2021. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ngabane. The next set, Honorable Mr. Sagaza.
Chair. There we go, Chair. 5 May 2021 on the screen. There you are, Chair. That's the end, Chair. Are the members still there, Chair?
Yeah, we're still here.
Yes, we are still here.
The Chair still there, Chair?
I'm here, Mr. Sakaj. I'm waiting for members to indicate.
Okay.
Honorable Ngabane, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Ngabane.
I, Honorable Ngabane, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of May 2021. Thank you.
Thank you. The next step.
Second, Chair.
Moses Somdala, Chair. I formally second the adoption of the minutes of the 5th of May 2021.
Sorry for that. Thank you, Honorable Mugabe. The next set. We're waiting for you, Mr.
Yeah, Chair, it's coming up. There you are, Chair, the minutes of 26 May.
Thank you. Okay, go up. That's page one. Page 2. Page 3. Thank you. Let me get Honorable.
Manager.
Yes,
Honorable Ngabane. I, Honorable Ngabane, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 26th of May 2021. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Ngabane. Let me get Honorable Mkhonto.
I, Nhlanhla Mkhonto, second the move for the adoption of the minutes of the 26th of May as a true reflection of what transpired in the meeting.
Thank you, Honorable Mkhonto. The next set. Mr. Sakaza.
Yes, Chair, I'm just on it now, Chair. There you are, Chair. Tuesday, 8 June.
Thank you. Page 1. Page 3.
Page 4. Thank you. Can we get a formal mover? Yes, Honorable Mugabe.
I suppose from Tabe formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 8th of June 2021.
Thank you, Honorable Mugabe. Can I get a formal mover?
Honorable Zuma, I formally second the adoption of the minutes of 8th June 2021.
Thank you very much. We are waiting for Mr. Sakaza.
Yes, Chair. There we are, Chair. Draft minutes of Tuesday, 17 June.
You, page one. Thank you. Can we get a formal mover?
Nontele.
Honorable Nontele.
Morning, Chair. Morning, Honorable Chair. Morning, Honorable members and the guests. I'm Mr. Nontele, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of June.
Thank you, Honorable Nontele. Can we get a seconder? Yes, Honorable Ngabane.
I, Honorable Ngabane, second to the adoption of the minutes of the 17th of June 2021. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much. Mr. Sakaza.
Almost there, Chair. There we are, Chair, Friday, 18 June.
Thank you. That's page one. Thank you. Can we get a seconder? I'm sorry, a formal mover?
Chairperson.
Honorable Zuma.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, formally move the adoption of the minutes of 18 June 2021. I thank you.
Thank you. Can we get a seconder?
Nontele.
Honorable Nontele.
Thanks, Honorable Chair. Honorable Ngcetsis Nontele, formally support the motion by Honorable Zuma for the adoption of the minutes. So I move. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you. The next set. Mr. Sakaz?
Almost there, Chair. Chair. There we go. Here we go, Chair. Wednesday, 23 June.
Wednesday, the 23rd of June. First I'm sorry, page 1. Don't be very fast.
Oh, sorry, sir.
But don't be slow either. Thank you. Can we get a formal mover?
Gabane, Chair.
Yes, Honorable Gabane.
I, Honorable Gabane, formally move for the adoption of the minutes of 23rd of June 2021 as the true reflection of what transpired in the meeting. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Gabane. Can we get a seconder?
Sibusiso Mdabe.
Sibusiso, I'm sorry, Honorable Mdabe.
I, Sibusiso Mdabe, formally second the adoption of the minutes of the 21st of June 2021.
Thank you, Honorable Mdabe. Mr. Sakaja, I think it's the last batch.
Yeah. Chair, that's the last minute.
Come again.
I'm trying to share chairs, sorry.
They're sharing the last
chair is was Wednesday, 30th June.
Thank you. Page 1. Thank you, Honorable Members. Let me get the formal mover.
Chairperson.
Honorable Zuma.
I, Honorable Sibongile Zuma, I formally move the adoption of the minutes of the 30th of June 2021. I thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Zuma. Can we get a seconder? A second.
I suppose some Mdabe formally second for the adoption of the minutes of the 30th of June. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Members. No, thank you very much. And thank you very much, Mr. Sakaja, for understanding that that was the last set of minutes.
Yes, Chair.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you very much. We will then be notified of our next meeting, which obviously will be when we reopen, and hoping that members will ensure that they do their constituency work. I saw here the welcome Ms. Sotani from the ministry. When we opened the meeting, I missed you at some point. I wanted to see what is this issue. I will understand that in the next meeting you will then correct that, but we welcome you. Secondly, Mr. Sakaza, please check with IT because there is a formal consent that has been raised by the WIP in terms of the attendance in portfolio committee meetings when she checked in the website that she has attended. Less meetings are recorded of her attendance compared to her record of attending meetings. I'm raising this because remember that this is going to be needed when members are filing their SARS forms, and the lesser number of meetings that a person attends also create a problem for her in terms of her work as a public representative. So please check that so that all members don't find themselves in a bad light. I'm of the understanding that you'll also check with your attendance register, but IT must also take into consideration that at times members are cut off because of load shedding and network. So please, can you assist yourself and Portia to tidy that up so that members don't find themselves in a difficult situation? Which will then, I don't know, will then check, who will then be checking the issue of the attendance in the house? But in terms of the portfolio committee, I think it's your call that you assist us in this new dispensation of the fourth industrial revolution. Having said that, members, please take care and stay safe as much as we'll be doing our work. This thing is very serious. For instance, here in Gqeberha, we have been formally informed that we are in the third wave. So please, but we'll have to do our constituency work. We'll have to devise measures that we interact with our people. And thank you very much, Mr. Mkhalipi, for being with us throughout. And the PLO and the ministry. Our meeting stand adjourned until we meet again. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Keep well.
I still need my toilet.
I'm keeping it here very carefully for you. I
hope it's not going to be, what is this thing, the date?
No, I'll watch that carefully, otherwise I'll replace him.
Have you vaccinated? Have you vaccinated?
No, not yet. Why? I will. I'm lazy.
Don't be lazy. Thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. Keep well. Bye.
Bye.